Benjamin Netanyahu asks hostage families for forgiveness, and he says pressure should be directed at Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the families of 6 hostages, whose bodies were found over the weekend, for their forgiveness. "I ask you for forgiveness, that we did not succeed to bring your loved ones back alive. We were close, but we did not succeed," Netanyahu stated during a news conference on Monday. Benjamin Wright reporting.
2 U.S. Marines from the USS Wasp were attacked during a port visit in Izmir, Turkey, according to the U.S. 6th Fleet.
The Marines, who were dressed in civilian clothes, were assaulted by a group of 2 women and 13 men linked to the Turkish Youth Group, as reported by the Izmir governorship in a post on X, previously known as Twitter. The Turkish Youth Union is a national group known for its anti-American and anti-imperialist stance. Liam White reporting.
Police in Kabul reported a suicide bombing on Monday that killed at least 6 people and injured 13 others.
The explosion occurred in the southwestern Kalabakhtiar neighborhood, according to Khalid Zadran, the Kabul police chief's spokesman. Among the dead was 1 woman, and all 13 wounded were civilians who were taken to a hospital. A police investigation is ongoing, with no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
The U.S. has seized a plane belonging to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, transporting it to the U.S. on Monday, according to the Justice Department.
The jet, a Dassault Falcon 900X, was exported from Florida in violation of U.S. sanctions. The plane was seized in the Dominican Republic and flown to Florida, the department said. This morning, the Justice Department seized an aircraft we allege was illegally purchased for $13 million through a shell company, stated Attorney General Merrick Garland. Paul Gomez reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Over 10,000 workers at 25 U.S. hotels went on strike Monday, using the Labor Day weekend to press for higher wages, better workloads, and the reversal of COVID-era cuts.
The Unite Here Union, representing these housekeepers and other hospitality workers, reported that 200 workers at the Hilton Baltimore Inner Harbor were the latest to join the strike. Nearly half of the striking workers, approximately 5,000, are based in Honolulu. Additional strikes are occurring in Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, San Diego, and San Jose, California. Kyle Norris reporting.
2 people were killed and 3 others were injured when a man drove into the patio area of a tavern in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, according to authorities.
The incident took place at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park around 8 p.m. local time. A St. Louis Park police representative stated that surveillance footage shows the driver entering the parking lot, attempting to park, and then crashing into the tavern's outdoor patio. The video has not been released by the police. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The United States and South Korea have conducted significant amphibious assault drills involving a beach landing in the southeastern city of Pohang.
The exercises included heavy machinery and dozens of troops aimed at countering growing threats from North Korea. The maneuvers also featured more than 40 aircraft and 40 amphibious assault vehicles, demonstrating the overwhelming power of the alliance and its capability to carry out combined amphibious operations, according to a U.S. Navy statement. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A single blood test that measures inflammation and fat may predict a woman's risk for cardiovascular disease 30 years in advance, according to a new Harvard study.
The findings, presented Saturday at the European Society of Cardiology Congress 2024 in London, were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Funded by the National Institutes of Health, the study suggests that this test could lead to earlier detection and treatment of heart and blood vessel disorders. Heart disease is often underdiagnosed and undertreated in women. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.